Hi, welcome to the Leadership with Sonia podcast. Everything leadership, life and learning, plus outstanding interviews with great leaders and humans across the globe. Let's get listening and learning.
Hello everyone, it's Sonia McDonald here. This is my first recording for 2024. And gosh, where do I start? What am I going to talk about? There's so much I want to talk about. There's so much I want to say. Firstly, thank you so much for listening. And today I would love to talk about what just happened. So when I say thank you for listening, I am really, really grateful for you to be listening to this. However, if I speak with passion, it is because I'm really passionate about the space. And if I speak with a couple of swear words, I do like to swear. Apparently it's a sign of intelligence. That's not why I swear. I definitely am not the most intelligent person I know. However, I want to keep it real. I want to keep it just awesome. I want to make it about you. And I want to talk about what just happened. And it was interesting this week. I was a keynote speaker at Griffith University. I've been speaking at Griffith University now for many, many years. I speak every year at their Future Leaders Summit retreat. It is probably one of my most favorite, if not my most favorite, keynote each year, speaking to a room of 15 to 17 year olds about leadership attitude. And it's so awesome. You know, I stick up the photo of my 18 year old self looking super dorky with lots of pimples. And that's definitely another talk. And everyone tends to laugh at it. This time I used the wrong Urban Dictionary language. I didn't realize that slaying it and bussing wasn't the generations currently now. So that was kind of funny. And everyone laughed at that because I tried to like keep it a bit hip, but I still think it landed. The reason why I wanted to talk about what just happened is, I don't know about you, but life is going past so quickly, like so super quickly. And it's our most precious resource. And when I asked this group on Monday, these wonderful students, you know, what's our most precious resource? And they all said time. It made me really happy that they thought that and they know that, because gosh, when I was their age, I didn't know that time was our most precious resource. And so it was really cool. And I talked about, like, I have no idea what just happened, because I remember sitting in their seat. Like, I remember sitting there when I was 18 studying my degree. And that was like, how many years ago? 34 years ago. And I'm like, wow, what just happened there? Because that went like, this has gone so quickly, so quickly. And I'm sitting here now at 52. And it was so cool because, you know, the kids are going, oh my gosh, you don't look 52. And I was like, yeah, that's very sweet. I'm sure you're lying. I did give them some skincare advice. That's another talk. But I thought, yeah, what has just happened? That life's gone so quickly. And I never thought I'd be where I am today. I don't know about you, whether you kind of went, I don't know, like if I never thought my life would turn out the way it has. Mine definitely hasn't. You go to school and whatever you kind of do when you go into adulthood and you've got this kind of idea around where the journey is going to be taking you. And the journey definitely didn't go to plan. You know, I sort of thought, you know, I'd go to uni or I'd, you know, go and study, and I did go to uni, and I'd have a career and I'd get married and have children and be a mom, you know, and didn't end up that way. So today, now I'm still a mum. I haven't ended up being a mum, but I'm a full-time solo mum. And I started a business and I've written some books. And can I tell you, I was really scared when it came to doing all those things that I just spoke about, being a mum and starting a business and writing books. And it's even scary speaking now to all of you. Like, it takes courage to do what I do, or for anyone to have a voice or anyone to kind of put themselves out there, right? It's kind of like you definitely are standing in the arena. But I just want you to think about how, like, what just happened to you and looking back in your life and how it shaped who you are today and that journey. And today, where are you at? Like, if you think about today and the choices, the intentions, the things that you want for yourself, or the things that you are doing for yourself, you know, how can you make more of it happen? Like, what do you really, really want for yourself? And I think it's something to think about, because I reflect on my life a lot. I don't hold on to the past. I learn a lot from the past, a lot from my successes and lots from my lots and lots of mistakes. And I have made so many mistakes. And it's really, really interesting to think about what just happened and what I can learn about my past and what just happened, how it has shaped who I am, what's just happened. And also today, like, you know, the questions I'm always asking myself are, who do I want to be? What do I want to stand for? Why do I want to lead? Because I love the leadership space and leadership's an attitude. And again, that's another talk. And, you know, what legacy do I want to leave behind? And these are things I'm always asking myself, and they keep my compass going in terms of my life. And so I want you to think about, like, what can you do to make things happen for you? And what does that look like? Some things that I think really help and has really helped me in terms of my life and to navigate different challenges and to be really grateful and to embrace joy and happiness and just really kind of lean into courage. You know, courage isn't the absence of fear, it's the mastery of it. And there's so many things that I have been scared of. If I went back in time, I would definitely say to my younger self, start learning leadership now. I'd absolutely say that. I would say start getting to know yourself. Definitely take more risks and be more courageous. Definitely say yes to a lot more things. Get to know who you are. Those sort of things. They're the sort of things I would say, you know, to my younger self. I'm currently reading a book called The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying. And she does talk about allowing yourself to be happy, staying in touch with friends and keeping those connections, being more courageous, being more authentic, you know, doing things that you really love. And those sort of things I've really started to be a lot more cognizant of. And I want you to think about those things as well. You know, what makes you happy, you know, and doing those things that make you happy. What dreams and goals do you have? What things are you scared of that you want to do? What are those dreams or those things you go, wow, like, I really want to do this, but I don't know if I can. It's like, well, embrace it, embrace the fear. I love Tim Ferriss's work actually around fear setting. He's got a TED talk around it and it's awesome. We've actually got some really cool free resources on my site, sonnymcdonald.com.au. I have got a fear mastery worksheet. It's free. Grab it and think about how can you do some fear setting or fear mastery. Because, you know, I don't know, I don't want to get to like what just happened when I'm 90 and go, oh, I wish I'd done this, or I wish I'd done that, and I didn't do it. I didn't go for it. I didn't believe in myself. Gosh, I just think believing in yourself is everything, you know. And there are times that, like, and now my beautiful daughter Abby, who's 22, and I'm so proud of her, so proud of her. She's like, Mom, you know, you, like, you know, I'm sure she does say, I'm sure she sees me as a role model, and that's what I want to be to her and as many people as I can, to embrace their inner greatness and believe in themselves, right? I think anything is possible. And talk to yourself like someone you love. You know, that's very much a Brené Brown quote, but it is true, right? Like, talk to yourself, like, love yourself, embrace yourself, give yourself a hug. I think those sort of things really do work. I'm just going to share, like, when I think about what just happened and where I am now around, so when I do get to whatever age, I think back and go, wow, what just happened? Like, I'm so proud of myself and I know I'm still going to make loads of mistakes, is I'm a big one around the mindset. And, you know, I do a lot of work in speaking and studying still on neuroscience and leadership and about the power of the mind and affirmations. They work. They absolutely work. I say affirmations first thing in the morning when I'm going to sleep. These are the things I set. Like I say, I am beautiful and I am strong and I am worthy. And, you know, lots of these really positive things in my mind to really help set me up to empower myself. I'm a big one around affirmations. I'm always visualizing. The power of visualization is really important. And yeah, journaling and reading. I'm now painting. I might even share or talk about some of my paintings along the journey. I've started to do things that make me happy, that, you know, make my heart sing. And these are the sort of things I'm going to be sharing along the journey, along the way. That's why you being part of this with me is really important, because I want to give you lots of guidance and insights, and I want to laugh, I want to cry with you, I want to inspire you, I'm going to share different ideas and tools and resources and books and TED Talks and things to really for you to go away. And it's kind of like when I'm coaching people, so many times when I'm coaching people and they'll say to me, like, I'll get to a session and they'll say, oh, you know, I didn't know what to do and I was beating myself up and I kind of had that Sonia on my shoulder. Some people have said I have to put some Sonia serum on, and I'm like, oh, really? Like, that's cool. I didn't realize that. It's great that you listen to me, or great that, you know, you feel like you have to have that person kind of talking to you. You know, maybe that's something you could do for yourself. But I'd love to be that person that, you know, sitting on your shoulder, and someone that is able to give you some guidance and inspiration and motivation. Because I think sometimes we need that. I need that. I listen to so many audiobooks, podcasts. I watch so many TED Talks and different videos and read so many different things because I love knowledge. You know, I love watching and listening and reading and different people's perspectives and following and learning from other great humans as well. And, you know, there's lots of role models I love too. So yeah, I'm going to have guest speakers. If you have anyone that you'd love to speak or be part of this journey, please reach out. And I have got some great speakers lined up as well. And yeah, I want you to think about your life. Like, sit down and one of the things I do in my coaching and my leadership programs that is so powerful and do it for yourself is get a big piece of paper and draw like a squiggly line through the middle of it and map out your life journey. Think about, where was I born? And map out those different events and different people and different experiences that shaped who you are. Start to look at your life map, your life journey, and think about your past. Think about what made you who you are today, and kind of go, okay. And think about those things you used to love when you were little that you're not doing now, things that make you happy. Think about those things that you want to have courage to do today. You know, think about when you were courageous and go, wow, I was courageous in my past. I know I've got it in me. You know, the more, it's like courage is a muscle. The more you're encouraging, the more you're able to build courage and do courage. Just think about what just happened to you. What do you want to happen to you now? What do you want for yourself now? What do you really want for yourself? I think that is such a great question. And again, the questions I always ask myself, who do I want to be? What do I want to stand for? Why do I want to lead? And what legacy do I want to leave behind? And I think they're great questions to ask. Questions are so powerful. And it's like, what do I want to happen to me now moving forward? Because time is our most precious resource. And I want you to embrace the time you have. Live each day with gratitude and joy, and make happiness a choice, right? If you haven't read that book, a friend of mine recommended me book, The Happiest Man on Earth, and I'm halfway through listening to the audio book. And I am, most times I'm sitting bawling my eyes out in the car because it's so powerful and it's so amazing, just around what he went through, and just incredible. Anyway, I won't share too much about it until I've actually finished listening to it. It talks about making happiness a choice, and it is a choice. Leadership's a choice. We all have, everything we do is a choice. So think about, what do you want to happen for you? What choices do you want for yourself, and make it happen? So anyway, reach out and comment, share. If there's anything I can do to help, reach out to me anytime. I just want you to always stay kind and always stay courageous. And thank you so much for listening to my 15 minutes of Sonia superpower guidance. I'm hoping that it's given you the inspiration, and I don't know, it's encouraged you to see your inner greatness and to see what, and also think about what you want. What do you want to happen to you today and moving forward? Because I only want the best for you, and I only want greatness and joy and happiness and courage and kindness for you. So tell me what just happened to you, and what are you going to make happen? Anyway, thank you, and stay kind and courageous always.
Thanks so much for listening to the podcast, Leadership with Sonia. Find out more about Sonia, her work, and more podcasts at soniamcdonald.com.au and reach out to her and her fabulous team to learn more.